This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their first ever NBA championship. For the first time in the finals, they lead the Pacers 3-2, a resounding Game 5 home court win, 120-109, as the Thunder have two shots to get one win to hoist their first ever NBA title.
Pascal Siakam, he tried. Obi Toppin, he tried, but no help from Tyrese Halliburton as Jalen Williams scores 40 and OKC takes the 3-2 series lead in the NBA Finals. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
It's the Vince Carter meme. Over. It's over. It's OKC. This is what they needed. They won back to back. This was the reminder of, oh yeah, we're in control of this. And I think you've got a Indiana team that is starting to feel a little overwhelmed by it, and I think they're going to go into Conseco or whatever that thing is called now.
Bainbridge, or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're going to go in there, and I think they're just going to close this out in Game 6 pretty easily.
What do you think? You think it's over?
Yeah, I think it's over. I think I thought it was going to go 7, but I just think that Thunder are better. That's the main one. But B, it's like, I think Indiana knows they've got the one game they won in OKC. They're not going to win a second. I don't even expect them. This might be double digits. It might be one of those. They don't really show up for this.
Mm.
Although I would say, I don't know if it'd be hard to see them just quitting the way that Carlisle's coached them up last couple years. But I think they are just, I think they do. They look on the court. They look overwhelmed right now.
I think last night breaks Tyrese Halliburton, and he does not respond with any type of big-time scoring game. I'm already checking his over-under at underdog. What do you think it is?
Points?
Yep.
Just points. Well, I would say 16?
15 and a half.
Damn.
I'm going to say
15 and a half. I think last night it was like 17 and a half. The internet is saying Tyrese is the first all-NBA player to miss every shot in a finals game since 1958. He becomes the first player in NBA history to record a finals game with zero made field goals, zero steals, zero blocks, three-plus turnovers, three-plus fouls, and over 30 minutes played. By many metrics, the single worst NBA finals performance of all time.
Wow. Damn.
Woo! And it was there. I know that Shams, you know, and the NBA halftime crew, except for Stephen A., who accidentally said, "I'm glad he's hurt." They were trying to cover the shin like the Jordan flu game or Scottie Pippen's migraine against the Pistons. Nah. I agree with Kendrick Perkins. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Especially after you watch Tyrese come out at the start of the third quarter and the way he ran around and moved. Luka Doncic was more hurt than Tyrese in the finals.
He was. He was really hurt. It was right after the Shams report.
Her feelings from Jaylen Brown shutting him down.
Who was it at the desk that was coming up with like, well, you know, if Tyrese's calf is tight, then you're looking at almost a strain. And if it's a strain, then it's
more.
It's like, dude, you are going down some like pathway to be like, see, this is why he's not playing well.
It was Bob Myers.
That was when I was like, all right, guys, let's just Now you're milking this. If you go, well, this injury could lead to this injury, which could lead to this injury.
And the tunnel shot with the heating pack on around the stomach. And then he's coming out running around. He just has to rely on heave it up threes. He hit them a couple games ago. He didn't hit any yesterday. And none of that is going to change for game six. Siakam did what he could. TJ McConnell did what he could. But I agree with you guys that it's over. All right. Was anyone playing solitaire last night? As Stephen A. Smith was during game four. And of course, this blew up as if Bobby Belt was sitting behind Stephen A. with the zoom in cell phone.
It's wild. This is, you know, look, obviously, if you're like an NBA insider, this is a...
Does Carter have this up?
No, he does not. He's not in yet. He's almost in.
Oh.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Oh, sorry. Well, he's in traffic. It's
okay. Okay.
Don't
spittle timing.
Look, it's... This is not a good... It's not a good look for Stephen A. It's not a good look for Stephen A. It's also a terrible look for the NBA. The NBA has to eat this one. Like, the middle of the NBA finals, and one of your biggest NBA sports personalities, insiders, broadcasters, is so bored with your product that he is playing, literally playing with himself. Mark. Literally playing with himself on his phone during a game. Like, you can't, and this isn't, you can't start watching a football game in the fourth quarter.
But the finals have been pretty good.
They have been good, but this is the part of this is where all finals used to be equal. It was just the finals. And Rick Carlisle talked about this. It was just, it didn't matter. I mean, look, Lakers-Celtics in the 80s was great. But, you know, the finals still meant the same when it was Lakers-Sixers.
And no one cared that Portland was Portland when they had Clyde Drexler.
Absolutely. So it used to matter. That's not the case anymore.
No
now
one
it matters.
Cared that it was the Utah Jazz. Right. We were getting the mailman and Malone.
Absolutely.
I mean, sorry, the mailman and Stockton.
And so now it matters who's in as opposed to what's at stake. That's what matters more now. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it's come to this. That's the reality of life today is that we have so much at our fingertips, so much exposure, so much things that we can do, that if it isn't this marquee LeBron versus Steph, it just somehow takes on less importance. So, like,
I could have sworn you were just going to come in and defend Stephen A.
Oh, yeah. I'm defending it from the standpoint of, like, you know, the problem with it is, like, you can only do this in basketball. You can even to an extent do this in the NCAA tournament. You can't pick up a baseball game in the seventh inning. The game's like mostly over.
Okay.
NBA game.
I was about to say, in a baseball game, you can do a lot of things to kill time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're talking about how late you can do it.
Right. You could literally pick up most NBA games, basketball in general, in the final 15 minutes and basically get a lot. If it's a close game, if it's a blowout, then no. But if it's a close game, that's all you need.
I need to know what's on your computer now.
What would my next move be on this?
Like, I love this game.
Peyton was taking a picture of you, and I was like, "What's Peyton spying on right there?" It's a game of solitaire.
Free cell. It's more cultured. It's like a game of solitaire.
Oh,
but
man, see, you've got the blinker turned on.
That just turned on.
The hint turned on.
I just opened it. Turn the hint off. I didn't put it there on. What did you just do?
I don't know.
Are you guys
crap,
really
he
good?
Just ruined
Are
it.
Are you guys really good at solitaire?
I love solitaire.
Yeah, like, I mean, I played it a lot as a kid. I don't think I've played solitaire in probably 10 years.
How
something
do you feel
like
about Stephen A. playing during the game? Having it up on his phone?
It's not a great look in terms of if you're going to stand up there and spew really, like, hard, hit it. Like, if you're going to draw lines and say this is definitive black and white analysis like he typically does, then, yeah, it's really hard to justify not looking up. But, I mean, look, even Jared Sandler was head deep into some solitaire a couple weeks ago when that foul ball came streaming up to him and he wasn't looking at the game. So, I mean, it happens to the best of us.
He's listening right now.
I knew.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but it's going to be one of those things. If you don't like Stephen A., the internet's not going to let him forget that. Mm-hmm. He's going to hear it every time he says Giannis's career is an underachiever, Tyrese Halliburton is trash. Or he messes up a name in football, as Michelle Beadle will remind him. It's going to be a harsher punishment from social media than I have in my mind over his credibility.
It's a very solitary opinion of yours, oh, Stephen wow. A. Nice. You're kind of standing on an island there.
Brian Windhorst with the latest on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes.
What I understand, the three teams on Durant's list, Miami, San Antonio, and Houston, have not made offers that have gotten Phoenix excited to this point. To this point is very important. Minnesota was aggressive at midseason, and Minnesota, from what I understand, has been the most aggressive team in these trade talks. I do think Toronto is lurking out there. Toronto is making the number 9 pick in this draft, in addition to some players available in multiple different scenarios. And I think the LA Clippers are lurking out there as well. But I would say right now, if I had to put a favorite, I definitely think Minnesota is the team that's been most aggressive.
Well, Shams then hopped on the finals coverage while being George Clooney as well on ER and eliminated one of the aggressive squads.
I'm told the Phoenix Suns remain in active conversations around the league on a Kevin Durant deal, but their focus over the last several days has been on three teams, and that's the Miami Heat, Houston Rockets, and Minnesota Timberwolves. We know his preferred destinations, though, are the Rockets, Spurs, and the Heat. And so the Suns have been working with Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, on just figuring out exactly where he could end up. Could it be one of his three preferred destinations? Could it be a wild card team? Because listen, at the end of the day, his expiring contract of $54.7 million is going to play a part in this. And I'm told Durant has no desire to be in Minnesota with the Timberwolves. So how does that shape how the Minnesota Timberwolves and other teams that could have interest that are outside his preferred list decide how to move forward with these Durant discussions?
No Wolves for KD.
No Wolves. So
no Kings.
Yeah. Like
Sacramento.
You know, if he goes to Minnesota and wins a title and puts them over the hump, they're pretty locked at their ceiling, it seems.
Yep.
It's the West.
Yep.
Is that
they don't have a two.
No. Does that not help his legacy?
Who are the teams and
Miami obviously is further away from a title.
Right. We ranked the legacies with Bobby's exercise the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Miami helps more than Minnesota, in my opinion.
Right.
Houston helps more, in my opinion.
Minnesota, the risk with Minnesota is that you are viewed, even if they're at their ceiling. I was talking about this with a few different people, and it's like Nick Harris had said. He's like, Minnesota's viewed as like they're just a piece. They're like viewed as kind of inevitable to a lot of people. So it looks like, again, you're kind of cheating a little bit. Whereas I think Houston makes a ton of sense.
Does anybody take away from Deion's legacy because he went to San Fran and put them over the hump?
No.
No, but I think that was considered
and
fair.
And then cherry picked right to Dallas the next year and did the same thing.
I think it was considered fair because it's like, first off, we're talking about a pettier group of fans, NBA fans, in the way that they view legacies than NFL fans. NFL fans don't typically, they view it as the quarterback. If the quarterback was jumping to San Francisco from Dallas or doing something like that, that would get killed.
And we never thought about that about Revis either. We never dinged him.
No, never dinged
him. Being a mercenary.
Right.
And so generally, quarterbacks, I think, are the only ones who can be viewed that way. In basketball, to me, like, I thought the best option out of the five teams we'd heard previously was the Knicks. Knicks clearly aren't involved in this.
Why are the Knicks different from the Wolves?
Because the Knicks are, if you're just talking about his legacy and how he'll be remembered, yeah. New York is viewed so much as in this day and age, a Cleveland Browns or Raiders sort of situation where it's like, they're never going to win. Like, it doesn't matter what you put around them. It doesn't matter what you do. They're in turmoil. They feel like they're in a lot of turmoil right now. It feels like one of those, there are too many things on the periphery to actually win basketball like you need to. And again, if you win in New York with how New York obsessed NBA analysis is, he will get a ton of credit for it. It's their first one in 50 years.
Yeah, but if I'm comparing rosters and situations to the Wolves, you could say the Knicks are better. They just beat the Celtics and you're going to bandwagon jump to a team that lost in the conference finals.
Right. Yeah. It would have been like
they had a better season than the Wolves.
Yeah. You could make the argument that the Knicks are better. There's no doubt about it. It's just, again, it's sort of an unfair bias thing. But if you want to talk about how he would be remembered, the analysis nationally would be he came in and did something with the Knicks that nobody else was doing. He came in and he rescued the Knicks from 50 years of their mediocrity. And everybody thought they were so impossible to win with. The teams left. Houston's the best option. That is a poetic chance at redemption for this is a team on the cusp that hasn't gotten good enough yet, but it could be viewed as like he's the veteran who walked into the situation with a young core that they probably needed in OKC when he was younger.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Vegas has San Antonio as the favorite right now at -150. Then Miami, Houston, Toronto, who was in Giannis rumors, Knicks, Wolves, Thunder, Sixers.
And, man,
how much does it, like, it's a little shot here. Like, there's four NBA teams that play in a state with no income tax.
Maybe
he wants to go to.
Maybe he's a climate guy too. Like Chop had suggested last week. Maybe because Miami, San Antonio, and Houston, those he went to Phoenix. Bay Area is kind of weather neutral. Maybe he doesn't want to play in a cold weather area.
There it is. A little NBA recap after the finals last night as OKC takes care of Indy. They lead 3-2. We'll see if they wrap it up in Indianapolis where it's not just basketball. Peyton Russell has everyone's worst sports jersey nightmare. It's Tuesday. It's 8:20. It's time for PP in the morning.
Oh, baby.
Next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, congrats to Peyton Manna. He has found himself on the most toxic show on The Fan, and there's no number two.
He put together the single worst 30 minutes in live radio history.
That is right, PP in the morning every Tuesday at this time, 8:20 on a Tuesday. And guys, we have to start off with a very sad story here. Thoughts and prayers to this father on Sunday. Look, it was Father's Day. He's a Red Sox fan, and he was gifted a Rafael Devers jersey as a Father's Day gift. But right before he opened it, the trade happened. Devers was shipped off to San Francisco with the Giants. Now, I assume you could return the jersey, but if there's a situation where a few days went by, he got traded, and you had already taken the tags off, what do you do? It's the million-dollar question. Every time I look to buy a jersey, I'm looking at the contract situation. Okay, is he going to be a free agent next year? Because it's an investment at that point, basically.
Bobby, you almost got screwed by Mike Peasley.
Mike Peasley almost did me dirty. I was engineering for the Mavericks game, the Mavericks home game. The first night that Rajon Rondo was traded to the Mavericks. And so it was his debut, and it was There's all this energy in the building. Everybody's like, man, Dallas is, they're good to begin with.
And then on that sports opinion.
You bring Rondo in here. They were 20-8 when they traded for him. They were a good team. And it was like, all right, like we're starting to feel this a little bit. And I had said, man, I think I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to buy a Rondo jersey. And I was like, but he's got that, you know, expiring deal. And Pease is like, ah, he's like, they wouldn't have made the trade unless they knew he was hanging around. It's like, you know, you're right. I'm going to go down there and buy it. Yeah. And I went down there and they were already sold out when I had gone down near the end of the game. And so I was like, oh, thank God, because I never went back around there. And that would have been a waste of money for the, what, 30 games he played here.
I'm trying to remember the last time I really had the motivation to go buy a jersey. And I can't remember.
I know mine was when I bought Calvin Ridley after he tweeted smack talk at Marcus Mosier.
I went through like just getting rid of some stuff in the house, like just trying to create space. I went through, I had like, I have a handful of jerseys. But I couldn't tell you the last time I actually bought one. It was 20 years ago.
My first one was probably Iverson Georgetown. I was in love. I was obsessed. Great. I loved the jersey. I loved the look. I loved AI. I loved those teams. But I haven't been like, yes, I want to get that person's jersey. I would buy it more for the team look than the player, than the jersey look.
I bought the Haskinen one at the behest of Seve. I'd done that one when I needed a star. And that's right. A sweater, not a jersey. I got the sweater there. But yeah, there's that one. And then... gosh, I'm trying to think. There was something else where I'd bought one and it flipped. I can't remember which one it was, though.
Well, I think a lot of Tolos are going to relate to this in a sad way. It's the Luka jersey. What do you do with it? A lot of people have it. I have a Luka jersey. I mean, I'm not going to throw it away, obviously. Like,
you still wear it out of rebellion.
Exactly. Now, I also do have a Zeke jersey. I got that his rookie year, Christmas of 2016. Now, I still had it. I didn't throw it away when they cut him. It paid off, though, because they brought him back for, you know, half a year, a year, whatever. So, like, I was like, oh, it's a little genius move. But it's like, what's the unwritten rule on keeping or wearing a jersey after that player has already left the team?
What level are they?
There you go.
You could wear a DeMarcus Ware jersey and a Jason Witten jersey today. Yeah. They're going to be etched in.
Or Zeke.
Yeah. I mean, those.
The 21, not the 15.
Yeah. If you're going to be etched in lore within the organization, you could still wear a Nolan Ryan or Michael Young. There's a certain level where it's like there are throwbacks. Michael Young's not a throwback jersey, but you could still wear it.
Yeah. I have the Rangers jersey.
I think of it as a throwback.
Michael Young? Yeah. I wonder. I just think throwback. I think for some reason, I think like it's got to be a Mitchell and Ness, you know, Staubach kind of jersey.
Are you
thing.
Saying you can't wear the 15, the Zeke's return number?
That wasn't a good football player. Yeah, you can't wear that one.
Well, like I've worn to the Rangers game the Pudge Rodriguez jersey. That's a fine. Retro. That's throwback. Fine. That's fine. He's an icon. He's a legend. He's got his own statue.
Yeah, I don't think you can wear I don't know. You can't wear Scherer jersey.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you couldn't wear A-Rod after A-Rod got dealt because, like, yep. I think it just matters what was the guy's relationship with the city.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically what it is. Because like Michael Finley went to San Antonio, there were still people wearing Finley jerseys.
Hamilton?
That was taboo like the first year he was gone, but then it came back around.
Not a baseball town.
Not a baseball town.
I think it's fine to wear Josh jersey.
I do too. He was an MVP. Here. Mm-hmm. I think you can wear it.
And then so is A-Rod.
I mean, a fraud, maybe.
So let us know your stories on the Fantex 877-881-1053. Guys, you know I love a good revenge story, and this one is simple, but it's just pure evil.
Actually, last thing, yeah. The number one thing to do with these jerseys that's you want to turn it into a hilarious joke and be funny is just find out a way to tape the back into something funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep,
that's
tape good the number, etch the number out.
The Browns one with all the quarterbacks, that was great.
That's the thing to do.
Peyton and I interviewed somebody during the playoffs where she had taken her Hamilton jersey and she taped Evan Carter over it. And like, it's, yeah, all right, get creative with it.
That's nice. Okay, so
I hope she did it with Band-Aids if it was Evan.
More like MIA.
Oh. I'm just joking. That was off of RJ's segment yesterday.
Guys, we go out to Kentucky. Look, a man known as Cowboy Cody was arrested Friday after he released a raccoon inside a bar that he was kicked out of. He was told, no more trespassing. You're not allowed in this place anymore. Maybe he got too drunk, sloppy. He was told not to come back. And he said, screw you. I'll bring a friend with me next time. And threw a raccoon in there. The raccoon did bite one person, though. So now he got arrested for all these different charges. I would have never thought of doing something like this, but I hate to admit it. It's kind of genius. It's funny.
I have thought of it. I'm going to combine AskReddit two things.
Two things.
The dark thoughts that guys have and the animal you hate. a restaurant that I now despise, and I want the what's it called when you're just handed? It's handed to you.
Hand me down.
You didn't do anything.
Oh, the heir.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Fake, nepotism. The Nepo baby, this skank bar manager, and all the other spineless weasels that work in there. They're having this big anniversary party, and all I could think about, like, while laying down was hiring someone to, like, unleash a bag of rats in there during it and just have mice run around in the kitchen and mess up the whole thing. I was like, I didn't get serious about it, but I was like, I wonder how much it would take to pay someone to do that, to just go in the back door in the kitchen and unleash this bag of mice. So I've thought about it. I love this from this guy.
So we did this in college too. We would play pranks on everybody, and you know, one guy got me. He would tilt a trash can full of water against my door, and he knocked, and I opened the door, and all the water came in.
Ugh.
So we would get other guys back. We
That's
would like
not cool.
We would put shaving cream in a manila. Is it a manila envelope?
Yeah,
manila folder. Yeah,
and slide under his door. And when he came home, he would step on it, and the shaving cream would go everywhere. But the one we got him with the most, we got this one guy.
See, kids, these are pranks. These are pranks. I need a toilet paper, and I'm talking to one of my nephew-in-laws, not your kids.
So we got this one guy to
keep you the house.
he would always leave his door unlocked, but he's a real jerk. So what we did is we opened this door, and we went to the, like, a not a pet store, but so we got a package full of crickets. And open it, and the crickets were everywhere, just flying around like locusts in his room.
Love it.
That's what you got to do. You got to do the cricket thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do it because I have too much to lose. But I said it now on the radio.
This is why raccoons are the worst animal, because he knew. He's like, what will go in there and fight people in a bar? A raccoon would just go like, yeah, I have no fear. I'm going to attack these people.
It's like a Tasmanian devil.
The worst animal by far.
Did it say why he got kicked out, just being too drunk?
Yeah, loud, obnoxious, drunk. I mean, he was all over the place.
Because mice, you have to shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get
Board
people
of health.
Out. Board of health. And how long, how many nights do you have to stay closed until you're sure? I mean, you exterminate, I guess?
You can't get past that reputation. If you were a place that had shut down for rats or mice, it's like, nope, that's,
Yeah.
I don't think you can come back from shutting down for rats.
And if you have to exterminate, right? Let's say you have to fumigate. Like, do you lose all that food? I have no idea. I don't know.
Right. Oh, God. I really wish I could have found someone to do it.
So, Peyton, you've been kicked.
I hate this place that much.
You've been kicked out of a bar. Has everyone been kicked out of a bar here?
I have.
No.
You've never been kicked out?
Okay.
Baltimore,
the
power,
kicked out of a bar. I got
denied.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you got kicked out of the Coliseum.
You got kicked out of a Korean barbecue.
What's worse?
Korean
barbecue.
I tried to pass a fake ID. And the cop was like, do you really want me to go through your license, your wallet, or do you want to just say you have a fake ID and go home? And I was like, I'll just say I have a fake ID and I'll go home. And the guy looked just like me.
I cannot believe that fake IDs actually still pass nowadays. I know someone sitting there using it, and I'm like, no, that's scanner. That's the beginning and the end of it. No, I think kids have figured out a way to even beat the scanner with the fake ID.
Yeah, use Costco card, man.
Yeah.
I've never had to buy one. But yeah, first of all, it's pee-pee in the morning every Tuesday at this time. Bobby brought it up. Yes, I will admit, I got kicked out of Lucky Losing Den. UNT, I believe it was my senior year, fall of my senior year, and
for what?
Too drunk. I threw up in the urinal. I was going, and I couldn't hold. This was a story I've told before, where it was like 10:30 at night. My friends were like, it was a Thursday, and they were like, hey, let's go to the bar, but we got a pregame quickly, you know, to get a nice buzz going. And I was taking a shot, then chugging a beer, I was drunk going in the Uber. I had half of a rum coke, I believe, and. Yeah, I threw up in the urinal, and the bouncer came in and said, it's time for you to go, buddy.
Well,
said,
does that mean someone ratted you out then?
Yeah, so real quick, I'll try and make this quick here. So people were coming in and out, and I told the guy who was like in a urinal a few spots next to me, I was like, hey, go get Justin. Like, he knew who Justin was. It was my friend at the bar. It could be anyone. I was like, hey, go get him. And he was like, okay, who is that guy? And I was like, oh, he's over here sitting there wearing, you know, this shirt. And I guess this guy didn't get a face or a name, but he went and obviously got the bouncer and said, hey, there's some guy puking in the bathroom. So I got booted out, and I didn't argue with it. I mean, I knew what I'd done, but I just went off to the next place. So there you go. All right, last story here. We've had many stories of Gen Z. Are they good? Are they bad? And Gen Z, man, they finally want to get laid, but only at work. This is a new survey. 29% of Gen Zers believe that working in an office can improve their relationship life at home in the bedroom because they're away from their significant others. 38% of Gen Zers would love a private space in the office to get it on with a coworker. We have talked about the story in the past where Gen Zers don't want to, or that they want to have, you know, those sex days. We're like, you know, it's like PTO days, but Gen Z, they want to actually get it on now. RJ, this should make you happy.
Look, I'm glad that they're trying to actually get back into the graces of relations, and they're not just being celibate. It's called advancement of the species, and we kind of need that. But doing it at work, or, you know, doing, you know, you got to spice it up.
Has that couch ever been violated, do you think?
Ask Larry Flores. No, I'm joking. I have no idea. No. I just threw a name out. Are these cameras on all night?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're on. They're not recording, but they're on, I think.
I have no idea. I'm sure it has been.
How many offices, what percentage of offices have a no relationship policy in there? That's what I want to know now. I want to know if it's over or under 50%.
It's a good question. I don't.
Because that used to be the thing is you can't date in the office.
Do we have one here? I don't think. I know.
We had Richie and Sybil.
That would be a no.
Kavanaugh and Guerra. But she wasn't on this floor.
No, but same company.
Maybe it has to do with managers. Like, if we had a female worker here, like, I mean, obviously Spittle couldn't or Tim couldn't. I think maybe it's managers.
Yeah, we know why. I'm just wondering how many offices have changed that and been like, this is unrealistic. It's stupid. I want to know on the fan text if you have it or not, you can't date within the office.
I've never worked somewhere where I've known of that being a policy.
All right, I'm not lying. And I'll try to find pictures. At my Cambridge radio station.
Well, I've heard the story.
We had a little person. It was a girl who was a little person. And the program director were dating. And, he got pretty serious. And one day, like, the door slams and you see her walking down the ramp, storming out. And it just made everything so uncomfortable because they broke up or someone did something. I don't know. But I was like, all right, this is why people should not be dating because of this little breakup.
Okay.
But she just Pete, in the morning. You're on the fan cam, Bobby.
Why would she walk like that?
We thought she was going. They're like, she has a gun at home. And we're like, what type of gun? 877-881-1053. Franco and Franco, injury attorney text line for PP in the morning. Every Tuesday at 8:20. Will Jake Ferguson return to being a threat? How much will we see Trayvon Diggs? We have some Cowboy over and unders next in Below the Belt right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Will the offense bounce back? When will we see Trayvon Diggs? Are we going to see Joe Milton at all? Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. We're going to do some Cowboys over-unders here. So we did this last year where at the end of minicamp, we had done some over-unders, and then we revisited them before the season to see, all right, now that we've gone through training camp and anything else, are we feeling more or less optimistic about where we had some of these things? And we're going to go through a few of them here, and then we'll revisit them before the week one game against the Philadelphia Eagles. But a lot of these are going to focus on the offense, since that's where a lot of the turnover is, and I feel like a lot of people feel like that's where you have the ability to maybe make up the most ground from last year. So let's just kick it off right away with one Dak Prescott. Sean Sharif, Dak Prescott touchdown passes this season, 26.5.
During his fantastic years, how many was he throwing?
He was a 30-plus guy. But those fantastic years, he usually played 16, 17 games.
And how many did you set it for?
26.5.
I will take the over.
Over. Okay.
My only question, if he plays 17, it's over. I don't know if he'll play. I think he'll play in probably 13 or 14.
I'm setting 26.5 with the idea in mind we're projecting potentially 3 or 4 missed games there. Chop, 26.5.
You're playing 4 missed games. I'm going to have to take the under.
Man.
So are you anticipating he'll miss that many?
Yeah.
I mean, that's generally what he does. He misses a game or two. I would probably lean the under because there's going to be enough games where they're going to have a lead and they're not throwing. They're winning because of the running game.
Mahomes, you know, I might make it lower. Mahomes had 26 touchdown passes last year. Josh Allen had 28. I thought it was going to be higher. Burrow led the way with 43. Then Baker at 41, Lamar at 41.
Mahomes is mid, though. Like, that's the biggest problem with comparing those two, I would say. I think, generally, when the offense is clicking, he's about 30. Like, he's 30 to 32 if he's healthy and they're clicking. So
I'll keep it over.
I think the run game is a question, too, of just how effective is that going to be versus how much they'll have to lean on the pass, potentially. Next one here, Jake Ferguson touchdowns. He had 5 in 2023. Last year, he had a big old goose egg to his rookie season. So I've set the over-under at that 2023 baseline. 4.5 touchdowns for Jake Ferguson in 2025.
Under.
And is that a function of you think Ferguson's down or you think that's just weapons related with Pickens being here?
I think I don't think he's down. I just think it's weapons related for one. And he's, I don't know, like, he kind of proved he wasn't a touchdown guy.
I think we're going to see when he scores touchdowns this year, if he scores, the touchdowns he'll score, I would almost be willing to bet they will be between 15 and 20 yards, every single one of them that he scores. Because I think that right into the red zone seam throw, they're going to love. And Dax loved that throw before. He tried it with Schoonmaker a few different times. He's done it with Ferguson. He's thrown it to Jarwin in the past. Like, he loves that 20 yards out, throw down the seam as a way to try and take advantage of the defense. So, I think...
Give me his percentage rep. In the first quarter of the season, what would be the percentage reps for Ferguson versus Spanford and Schoon?
Ooh. Well, they could go 2 tight end sets, but for him specifically within the offense, I'm going to say... I'm looking at his past. He'll probably play... I know my first inclination was 75% roughly, but I mean, he's played as much as high 80s before.
It's a great number. I'm struggling with it. I'll go over because of the attention to Pickens and CD.
I'm going to take the...
And the bounce back.
I'll take the slide over.
Okay, same.
All right, next one here is we do Cowboys over-unders for the 2025 season. Trayvon Diggs' first game. Ooh. Setting it at week 3.
You're the doctor, kind of.
He will play week 3.
You think it's right there?
I think it's right there.
I genuinely have no idea is the problem. That week 3 felt like to me like, all right, we get a little bit of a, he's not quite ready for the season, but they got a hold of him in training camp in time to go, all right, we're going to ramp you up and get you ready to go. So, yeah, I'm going to say he plays.
When did he get hurt and what's the standard return for this injury?
He'd gotten hurt. So he had the surgery in November, I think it was, late November. He'd been hurt for a couple weeks, apparently, and it just got worse.
I mean, we've seen as low as 9 months, right?
I'm going to say he plays after that. I'm going to say it's closer to week 4 or 5.
Was the surgery immediate?
No, he had played with it for a little bit, and then he got shut down, and then he had the surgery.
I'll go after as well.
All right, first George Pickens...
And if I'm wrong, coming after you, Shereen Williams.
First George Pickens sideline blow-up captured by TV cameras, week 4.
After. Because the schedule's easier to start. I'm taking the schedule into account.
So I did too. So this is why I said it at week 4. Week 1 is national television, but it's week 1. You're still getting your footing about you. Then you got the Giants and the Bears on not necessarily like super prime time. Week 4 would be there's been some time built up, and it's the Packers on Sunday Night Football. And he's going to want to show out in a big way on a national stage. And so that's the one where I think like, all right, if he's going to get a little frustrated, we might see it there first.
Yeah, I'm going to say after week 4, it probably won't be until you get to Washington. I could see it happening on the road to Chicago, but I don't think it will. I think it's too early.
I'm going to say after because he's – or over because I think he's been very aware of, hey, I need to make sure I've got everything in order so that I can get my contract right. Next one here as we do Cowboys over-unders for the season. Joe Milton pass attempts. We're setting this over-under at 60.5.
Oh, under.
Over.
So
he's going to get it in one game. They're going to give him – he's not even going to run the ball. Joe Milton's just going to pass it 60 times.
Under.
For reference, last year, Cooper Rush played the vast majority of the snaps. Lance still got in 41 pass attempts with as little as he played.
Yeah, well, this team's going to be more in contention because – their backup's not going to have to play as much. Mm-hmm. And in the 3 or 4 games where Dak's not playing, it will be Greer. So, no, for Milton.
So, I wonder, the only reason why I said it so high at 60.5 is my thought is if Dak gets hurt, Greer plays. If they have something wrapped up or they need somebody to take garbage time throws as just like get some reps in, I think Milton plays. Okay. And so I think that
but
it just...
you don't think they're going to be in positions to have anything wrapped up. You think Cowboys are going to win 9 games most, right?
No, at well, I moved to 10. I think it's basically about a 10-win team. But if you're if it's a game where they're up 42-10,
okay,
I could see Milton playing the fourth quarter.
And he's going to hand off.
That's true. He could do it that way. I'm going to say under, but I don't think it's going to be under by a ton. All right, we're doing Cowboys over-unders here. Micah Parsons, let's go to the defensive side of the ball.
If I had more faith that they do the right thing and get Milton the reps, I would love to say over. Yeah. But they butchered that with Trey Lance last year. Mm-hmm. That infuriated me.
Would you prefer to just see Milton basically take every single preseason game snap?
Yeah. I think I would like to see that like they did with Trey.
Well,
Will Greer's... I think we know what Will Greer... He's comfortable here.
Yeah, I don't know that Will needs a ramp up to be the backup.
I want Dak to get some.
Yeah, okay, that's fair too. Yeah, get him a series. But after that, whenever Dak's out,
Milton over Greer.
Every single time.
Yes.
Micah Parsons sacks, 13.5.
Over.
That was very quick, that over.
Well, because he's the best defensive end in the game other than maybe Miles.
Well, what about the scheme? What about Eberflus?
Because Rob Ryan told me personally.
Well,
it was in a press conference when I was listening. Oh, okay. So Mike Fisher personally. That's how that was.
Yeah, I love when reporters told me.
Yeah, told me. Yeah, me and 30 other people that
they answered your question. Yeah. Told me.
Take your shirt off and say personally.
He told me how smart Matt Eberflus was. tell me how smart he was, right? I always said, Matt Eberflus, he's a genius. If he's a genius, then Micah Parsons rushes every time.
All right, here are his numbers, sack numbers for the first 4 years of his career. 13, 13 and a half, 14, 12.
And you're setting it where?
13 and a half.
Over.
I'm going to say under.
Oh! Why, scheme or training camp rust? Or he's just going to hold out all the games?
Some of what the scheme will ask him to do. And also, I think we've just seen this is kind of the Micah experience. Is Micah will have these bursts where he's got like seven sacks in four games, and then it's like 3 weeks where he's not getting anything. And so I think those combined, I'm guessing he's going to be closer to around 12. DeMarvian Overshown games played, 4.5.
Under.
Under.
This would basically be like mid-December on.
Meet the schedule.
I think it's about 4.
Did Overshown just have a child?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't see that. But I think he plays about 4 games, roughly. So I'll say he's just under that, but I do think he comes back and plays. And then final one here as we do Cowboys over-unders. Cowboys.
Welcome second child. Congratulations to Overshown.
Cowboys Pro Bowlers on offense, 2.5. And these are not replacement guys. These are the initial roster. Guys who are named to the initial roster.
I'll say under. It'll be Lamb and a lineman.
Lamb and Tyler Smith were, like, to me, the ones who I feel pretty confident about. Anything after that is a projection, it feels like.
I'm say over.
Who's the who are we going over with? You think this is a Dak year again?
Lamb, Dak, Tyler. Tyler.
Oh, Guyton.
Guyton?
Booker. Or Booker.
Oh, wow. Booker.
The rookie pro bowler.
Booker is, I have this Zach Martin. He is stepping in day one, top 5 guard in the league.
Yeah, as a floor guy, if you want to just talk about where's his baseline minimum, he is the most, and I know we've said this, but he is the most pro-ready lineman that they've drafted in a long time. It's probably since Zach
probably
Martin.
Since Zach.
I don't think he's going to be Zach, but he's in terms of just ready to play and understanding NFL concepts and not being behind and being competitive right from the jump. He's Zach Martin in that sense for sure.
B-Lo, D-Belt, from our Cowboys Insider on the official home of America's team with Sean and RJ. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And it's also your home of the 9 a.m. giveaway. We have more concert tickets to hook you up with. And is RJ starting to get a little scared of Cooper Flagg, your next Maverick savior? NBA Finals last night, final hour. Sean and RJ with a concert ticket giveaway next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.